Thank you, Leah and Mark and Hani. And guess what? I've got two Bibles over there, and I marked one of them with this morning's scripture and grabbed the other one. So if you give me 1 minute to turn my page. Will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So have any of you ever seen videos of when elephants are giving birth? I know it's a weird topic to come up with, but there's a beautiful thing that happens when an elephant is getting ready to give birth. Her sister elephants surround her in a circle, all facing outward. And there's a couple things that they do within this. One is while the mother elephant is vulnerable and at risk, the other elephants are able to protect her and that new baby that's coming from any predators, especially like hyenas that might be coming. The second thing that it allows is once that baby is born, they are able to trumpet together in praise and celebration of this new life. And then they stomp and they kick up the dirt to cover that baby, which seems like the strangest act of all. Have any of you, when you gave birth to a baby, then covered that baby in dirt? Anybody? Anybody? No, Bob didn't get covered in dirt? No, Bradley and Everett, you didn't cover them in dirt? We wrap them in blankets, right? But they cover the baby in dirt to protect that vulnerable new skin from the heat and the UV of the sun so that that new baby doesn't get a sunburn on its first day of life. But it's beautiful to think of these elephants in this circle taking care of the most vulnerable within their community. Isn't that what we're called to be as Christians? To circle around one another, to protect one another, to care for one another, to be there in their toughest of times and to celebrate in the best of times. I believe that that is getting to the heart of where this scripture is trying to take us as it calls for us to be imitators of Christ and gives us instructions for Christian living. Within that, we begin talking about kindness, because kindness is at the root of this. And I found a medical researcher by the name of Leonard L. Berry, who was working with cancer care patients and identified six types of kindness that can improve cancer care for the patient. Which, quick pause, a prayer request came in during our time of praying from Novena Figueroa. Prayers for my sister's healing and traveling mercy as she goes for treatment for stage 4 cancer at the Oasis of Hope in Tijuana, Mexico. And so for Novena's sister, for her traveling and for her treatment and for healing upon her body, Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. I think probably every one of us can say that we've known somebody who's had cancer, who's been in a battle for their life. And when we think about when others are vulnerable, whether it's because of an illness, whether they're battling for their life, whether they're going through a tough relationship, whether they're going through monetary or emotional or other kinds of problems, whatever it might be, how when people are at their lowest and toughest times, can we improve their life through our kindness? And this researcher said, the first is in deep listening. Notice his first is in listening, not in speaking. We as human beings oftentimes speak before we listen, but here it is deep listening. And what does deep listening lead to? But the next one, which is empathy. Not sympathy, but empathy. Having feelings that reflect the feelings of the other person. I would see this empathy in part in trying to walk in their shoes. What is it that they are feeling? What is it that they are going through? And how does my heart break for what is breaking them? He then, as our hearts break and as we have this empathy, says the next one is in generous acts. What is it that I can do for another when they are needing help the most? His next that he says is timely care. Timely care. Thinking about our timing and our quickness are two important things as we talk about kindness for others. And finally, the last two are gentle honesty. Remember our story of Frank and being Frank. Gentle honesty and support. These are good things to think about when we are reflecting on how it is that we live with kindness as Jesus lived with kindness. If we look at our scripture in Ephesians, it gives us some simple instructions. Seems so simple, but not always so simple to live out. Ephesians says to be truthful. Ephesians says don't sin out of anger. Sometimes if we get angriest, we need to shut ourselves off from other people so that we are not tempted to sin during that time of being angry. Don't let the sun go down when you are still angry. How do we resolve and find forgiveness before the ending of the day so it doesn't carry into the next? Don't steal. That one seems obvious. No unwholesome talk. Build others up. No bitterness, rage, brawling, slander, or any form of malice. Not certain forms of malice. I love that the writer is specific. Not any form of malice. Be compassionate. Forgive one another. And finally, walk in the way of love. These are all reflective of the way that Christ lived. But as we see how it is that we be imitators of Christ and that great aspect of kindness within, I thought, now who else in the Bible embodied these values, embodied these qualities and characteristics, and embodied kindness within them all? And I thought that there was the kindness of Pharaoh's daughter, who saw baby Moses in the basket going down the river and took him in and raised him as her own, even though she was Egyptian and he was an Israelite. I saw kindness in Ruth's words and actions of loyalty to mother-in-law Naomi, when she could have taken care of herself and gone home to her people who would care for her. But she chose, out of kindness, love, and loyalty, to go with Naomi, to not leave her alone, but to keep the bond of family that marriage had brought between them. I saw kindness in Joseph's care for his family. After they had wronged him, sold him off into slavery, and he could have held a grudge against them, yet when he saw them in need, and that he could fill that need, he did just that. I saw kindness in Job's friends, personally before they opened their mouths, but before they gave him advice and talked to him, they put on their ashes and sackcloth and sat with him in silence to mourn with him. I saw kindness in the woman who anointed Jesus' feet, giving what she had to care for him. Think about the kindness of the Good Samaritan. Think of the kindness of Paul, who mentored and encouraged young Timothy, telling him, "Do not let people look down on you because you are young, but stand strong in who you are." And finally, I thought about the kindness of Joseph of Arimathea, who gave Jesus his tomb. I looked at this list, and I thought, what if all of these acts of kindness hadn't happened? What if Moses wasn't taken in by Pharaoh's daughter? What if he wasn't raised in the palace, giving him opportunity to take the actions that he did that led to Israel's freedom? What if Ruth had gone home? We would not have King David. What if Joseph hadn't cared for his family and the Israelites perished in hunger? What if Jesus didn't have people that cared for him? Not just that woman, but those who gave him a place to sleep and food to eat and a place to rest. What if we didn't have stories like the Good Samaritan to lead us and teach us? What if Paul didn't mentor and encourage, and so many churches led and built by Timothy and the others that Paul had mentored hadn't happened? Would we be Christians here in the United States? And what if Joseph or no one else was willing to give their tomb, their final resting place, to Jesus, and Jesus didn't have a place to rise and have the miracle of Easter? If you ever thought that kindness doesn't count, just think about these instances within the Bible. Think about those who have shown kindness to you and how it may have changed the path of your life and brought you to where you are. If you choose nothing else, choose kindness and choose love. I went researching to see, what do they say about the effects of kindness upon oneself? And trusting the Mayo Clinic and all of the medical work that they did, I read this from their site. Kindness has been shown to increase self-esteem, empathy, and compassion, and improve mood. It can decrease blood pressure and cortisol, a stress hormone which directly impacts stress levels. So if we're feeling stressed, maybe we need to work on being kinder. People who give of themselves in a balanced way also tend to be healthier and live longer. Kindness can increase your sense of connectivity with others, which can directly impact loneliness, improve low mood, and enhance relationships in general. It also can be contagious. Looking for ways to show kindness can give you a focused activity, especially if you tend to be anxious or stressed in some social situations. You see, kindness is not just only good for the people that we are kind to, but it is good for us. Scripture tells us that kindness and truth-telling and compassion and how we have self-control is the way to be imitators of Christ, which would be to be Christ's light in this world, shining for others to see, leading them through dark times, and caring for them in their most vulnerable of situations. And I leave us here with this quote from the great Martin Luther, the father of the Reformation and the Protestant Church. He says this: "This life, therefore, is not godlessness, but the process of becoming godly. Not health, but getting well. Not being, but becoming. Not rest, but exercise. We are not now what we shall be, but we are on the way. The process is not yet finished, but it is actively going on. This is not the goal, but it is the right road. At present, everything does not gleam and sparkle, but everything is being cleaned." We are in the process of becoming like Christ. As we just did our power of positivity, it's not to say, "I am not like Christ. I am not able to be Christ. I can't be that good." but it's are we in the process of becoming imitators of Christ? Are we continually working on ourselves, who we are, and how we are in relationship with God and with our neighbor? Are we working on being on that right road and being cleansed and primed by God? My friends, let us choose kindness and love one another. For this we pray with God's help and God's Holy Spirit within us. Amen.